Hello, peoples. Please go to the top of the description and click the link to go donate to the podcast if you feel like it. There's selections, and yeah, please go donate. Thank you, my friend. Welcome back to the podcast that no one cares about.
Hello, comrade.
Comrade Boomhauer.
Shut
up. I guess we're talking about Scientology?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, Will Smith, John Travolta. Fuck them.
All. Oh.
Don't matter. What?
Do what now?
Did that second Top Gun movie ever come out?
No.
It's
still coming out soon.
Oh. Yeah, I remember the trailer for it, but...
Yeah, they just postponed it because of fucking goddamn COVID.
The original Top Gun was so good.
That was also before Tom Cruise was batshit crazy.
Yeah, he went off the deep end pretty hard.
Yeah.
I think it was sometime in the 90s. It was probably when he did Interview with a Vampire because he realized he actually was immortal because the motherfucker doesn't age.
That was the early 90s, though. John Travolta, though. Battlefield Earth. The fuck were you thinking? That's like one of the most universally panned movies of all time.
And then he also got a lot of flack for doing that movie called, like, Gotti, or what, about the crime boss. It was just horribly done.
I never saw it.
Well, yeah, he's fucking washed up.
Well, actually, his performance wasn't the part that sucked. It's just the movie sucked as a whole.
Well, no, he's just fucking out of touch with reality. That's the problem.
Celebrities? Like...
Well, the baseline is out of touch with reality, but he's, like, way out of touch. Like, obviously, he's, in this case, basically in outer space.
Yeah, he's on Pluto.
Uranus?
No, he can't have that much fun. He's on Pluto.
Pluto's
he fucking didn't give his kid his fucking medicine, which I can't remember what it was exactly.
Yeah, I don't remember what.
Which ended up killing him.
He pulled one of those fucking, like, oh, it's against my religion cards, and, you know.
I don't care. It's probably not against your son's religion. Give him his fucking medicine.
Right.
Shut up, you twat waffle.
And there's, Will Smith.
I'm mad you guys killed off my character fucking Independence Day, because I was only asking for, like, a quarter of the budget for my payment.
Shut up.
And look how his fucking kids turned out.
His son's gay.
He's also fucking batshit insane.
Yeah, I know.
Have you seen that Twitter account where, like, it, like, retweets, like, the stuff he posts? Like, do you even have half of a brain?
No, but one of the tweets where he said, he's like, oh, I want to thank, I think it was Tyler, the Creator, or whatever. You have been my, like, backbone, my support, or whatever. And then Will Smith commented at the bottom, okay, I could just go fuck myself, then. I was like, that's funny.
Well, at least he's still grounded somewhat.
Yeah, enough to realize his son's a dick. And loves the dick.
Isn't Tyler the Creator
my hand, boy.
Gay?
What?
Isn't Tyler the Creator gay?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's with Will Smith's son.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think they're the ones that are together. Jaden Smith, whatever his name is.
This blew my mind.
Well, it blew a lot more than just,
No, Tyler makes some pretty... I don't want to say good music, but, like, funny music.
He makes good comedy music.
And I have to be in a certain mood to listen to it.
I don't really like his music, period. But that's just me.
I don't know what he's done recently, but I'm talking, like, several years ago.
I remember several years ago, he had a show on Adult Swim called Loiter Squad that was actually mildly entertaining. But it's one of those you have to be into, like... cheesy
gordita crunches. I love those.
I'd love one right now, but I'm broke.
Thanks, so-and-so.
Yep.
For doing the thing that you did.
Bitch.
This would be a perfect time for that sheep transition.
Meh. I can't do it well.
That sounds like a crying fucking adult baby.
I know.
Wait, is Nicolas Cage a Scientologist, or is he just really bad with money?
No, he's just really bad with money. He's just fucking crazy.
Yeah. Dude, he went nuts with his money.
Well, he bought like fucking dinosaur fossils and shit.
Yeah, I know.
He bought an island T-Rex castle thing.
Yeah.
And then he lost all of his money and then had to make a bunch of really shitty movies to make all to like break even.
That still whole, making a bunch of really shitty movies, like
that's basically all he does. But that whole National Treasure with the Declaration of Independence,
mm-hmm.
I think that put him right over the edge.
Yeah, well, did you see the second one?
No, exactly. I didn't see the first one either. The bees!
Which I never saw that. You just showed me that clip recently.
That was from The Wicker Man, I believe.
Still haven't seen it. Like, I have no Wi-Fi. I have no time to watch. Need no phone.
I'm going to say... I will say this. The Ghost Rider movies weren't horrible.
Yes, they were.
The second one was terrible.
Well, it's still better than the Fantastic Four movie.
Which one? Because there were several of them. And they're all fucking horrible.
Well,
Between the original Fantastic Four movies and the new one that came out, I'll take the two original ones.
Talking about the ones from the 90s? That were, like, extremely low-budget fucking, like...
Remember, like, Jessica Alba and shit?
Cheese Fest? No, that's, like, a 2000s one. I'm talking, like, from the early 90s.
Well, they...
Don't look it up.
There's the 2000s one, and then they tried to reboot it, like, 2 or 3 years ago, and it was just god-awful.
Yeah, that one was bad. I was like, yo, what the fuck? And there were scenes in the trailer they never put in the movie, and I was like, you guys are dickheads.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what they do all now, all the time now.
Well, it's just comical to me that the man went from being the Flaming Torch to Captain America.
Yeah, I think he's the only person in existence that we know of that has done two Marvel characters.
Yeah.
We know it was Ralph Boner.
What?
Ralph Boner.
Who's gonna boner?
Quicksilver.
Oh.
Technically, he was Quicksilver and Fox, and then Disney bought Fox, and then they brought him in for WandaVision to pretend to be Quicksilver.
Oh.
But he was really Ralph Boner. Spoiler alert.
Shows how much I pay attention. Not at all!
Well, if you haven't seen it yet, whatever. You've had fucking 5 months.
And more than enough time to see.
Oh.
What?
So, that's like, when people get pissed when you spoil the fact that, like, Darth Vader is Luke's father in Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, the movie's been out for fucking 30-some-odd years. Almost 40 years. Like, fuck off.
I was gonna say, A New Hope, I think, came out, like, what, 79?
Well, you don't find out until, no, A New Hope is 77.
Oh.
Empire Strikes Back was like 80, and then Return of the Jedi was like 83. So it's like, you're fucking sleeping.
What you got your mouth open for?
It's been 40 years since the second one came out.
Exactly. So people that get butthurt about the fact that, like, if they haven't seen it and you spoil it, it's like, fuck off. You don't care. I'm out.
She cares about the chair freaking out. Like, what's going on there?
Locked in a circle.
Ribbit.
Hey. Moo. So where can we go from here?
Somebody else.
We're on the screaming children for once.
That's a great question. There's no screaming children or asshole doing yard work with.
And no, like, really loud vehicles going by either. I fucking love Mondays.
Or, like, that weird electric scooter bike thing.
Yeah, whatever that was.
Well, this morning I got stuck behind a dude on a trike all the way to work.
This morning I woke up madly for work. I woke up, I'm like, oh, it's gotta be like 6:40 in the morning. 7:40, fuck!
I was still up at that point.
I just took off. I still got to work at 8.
Well, it's because you drive like a fucking maniac.
Well, I was like, I can't be in later than 8.
You must have double time on that.
I mean, it's working like 15 minutes, so. Cheshire to Middletown, that's pretty quick.
Yeah, that's pretty quick.
I was weaving in and out of traffic. I'm like, I can't be late. Like, oh, I know where all the cops are. I'm not going to get pulled over.
Random Spotify.
Kenny.
Vacation.
Kenny.
I'm not turning my mic on.
Fuzzy.
Funny, just scanning the area.
Sniffing the air. What? Hello. Goodbye.
She's a good loaf.
Oh, there's the screaming children.
Yep.
Yeah, well, at least they're, like, up the street and not directly next to us.
Yeah.
There's a lot of screaming children around here.
Mm. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? We should find your guys. We should find your property line and put a fence up.
Not exactly sure where the property line is.
I don't know.
But may or may not have encroached into their property line. I'm not entirely sure over the years.
No.
Like with that hole back there and like the fire pit. I don't know. I'm assuming it ends where like the coniferous trees begin. Like that whole line of, you know, evergreens.
Yeah. Which means you'd have most of the wooded area. Yeah.
But as far as sides go, I don't know where that fucking winds up. I think there is a marker over on that side, though. But normally, we don't really go over there.
Hypothetically, couldn't we find out if, like, say, me or Lewis went to town hall and just asked for, like...
Yeah, for, like, the blueprint or whatever.
Like, yeah. I live here. I just want to know where my property line is.
Why? I'm planning on building a shed that I don't need a permit for.
Shed would go perfect over there.
No, I know. It'd be fun to have a shed over there and just, like, dress it in, like, camo.
Well.
Until winter, and then it's like, what the fuck is that green thing doing over there?
That's another good story. Over in that corner, me and Nellis wound up, we went to Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah.
We bought it, like, discounted, like, it was, like, $50 for, like, a hunting blind tent.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually still back there somewhere. Just completely fucking ruined.
Yeah.
But we bought that. And then we set it up behind this big tree that eventually fell down after a storm a couple of years later. And there was, like, a bunch of bushes and shit around, so it was, like, completely camouflaged. And we just left it out there. Little plane.
Little low flying plane.
Pretty low.
Yeah.
Coming in for landing.
Don't hit the trees.
Well, by the way, we live by an airport.
Not for big planes, small planes.
Very small planes. And, yeah, that... We used to just go out there, drink beer, and smoke bongs. Nobody found it for, like... 2 years.
Yeah.
The only time it was really visible was the winter, when you had no...
Obviously, because it's woodland camo and everything else is white.
Yeah. What the fuck is that triangular thing out there? Which I've seen new, like, hunting blinds, dude, they are ridiculous. Like, literally, like, they look like... Like, you could have one right there on the edge of the property, it would look like it's the edge of the property.
It would look like that bush.
Yeah, but, like, the whole thing is when you're inside it, the thing is almost completely transparent on the inside. So you could see everything. The new ones. I'm like, dude, I want one.
Hell yeah.
I remember a few years back, I don't talk to or hang out with this person anymore, but they got one of those, like, multi-person tents, and we just, like, set it up in the backyard, and it's like, shit, this thing's like a little miniature fucking house made out of shitty poles.
Yeah. They make ones that, they make, like, 10-room tents. It's like a fucking house.
Oh, it's glamping.
Yeah. Well, no, I think glamping is living in a... Going camping in an RV.
No. It's when you get, like, a 10-room tent with, like, accoutrements and shit.
But this
but
was...
yeah, also, like, an RV. But that's slightly different. But glamping is definitely...
Well...
More of the camping side.
This
instead
thing
of the RVing side.
Was maybe... There was, like, one big open area, and then there was, like, 4 or 5 little offshoots for, like, private sleeping.
Hmm. God damn. Bullshit.
And, I mean, that was pretty cool, but...
That word.
Bundle of sticks.
Say bundle of sticks.
Last time I went camping was a not pleasant experience, so
there we go.
I don't like doing it.
What the hell happened to you? Well, did you get ass fucked by a bear?
No.
Oh. Or a bundle of sticks?
No. It
perhaps.
It was supposed to be like a 3-day weekend, and then we get down there, and at no point in the forecast did it say anything about rain. It rained the entire fucking time. I had to come back to town and get... like, all new shit, because everything got soaked.
Oh. How many planes are we going to get today? That's why there's no screaming children.
That one's a little higher, though.
Go for a dive bomb.
Stunt biplanes are cool, but I'd never be psycho enough to get out onto the wings while it's in the air.
People in the 1920s were.
People in the 1920s also had a sport that I think is literally fucking insane.
What sport?
Horse diving.
Hmm. They also played tennis or something on the wings of the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, horse diving off the pier. Fucking, they also had, like, basically train head-on collisions over a bridge. Like, shit was wild back then, 100 years ago.
Also, the all those silent movies you take were those stunts were done by the actors themselves. There were no stunt doubles.
Yeah, they didn't invent those yet.
Yeah, I know. And if you got fucked up or died, you got fucked up or died, and that was it. Like,
well, there's no insurance either.
I saw this thing the other day. It's like the whole reason the Actors Guild Association exists was. Because there was one guy that got tired of going to films and almost dying like 5 times because they were using live ammunition in fucking movies at that period of time.
I was about to bring that up.
It's like, no one did proper safety protocol. I've almost died this many times.
Yeah.
I've been
Fuck
shot
you guys.
At like fucking 50 times.
Fuck that.
I got hit at least 4.
Jesus.
That's another thing, too. Like, the whole silver screen era, like, silent movies to, like, maybe the early 30s, like, 95% of those movies are gone because they all fucking burned up since they were based on silver nitrate, and they just fucking went up in flames in whatever warehouse they were at.
The only copies that exist are whatever copies were made.
They're, it's not copies per se, but like, let's say you just eliminate 95% of your catalog and you have 5% left that are surviving, and those have had copies made since then.
Well,
but the media that it was on was so volatile that they would just like spontaneously combust.
Yeah.
Well, that I know exactly what you're talking about, because they have an entire like part of the movie Inglourious Basterds where the whole point is we're going to burn down the movie theater with all this film.
Yeah.
Yep.
And lock the Nazis inside.
I think a lot of those original prints are actually kept inside of Iron Mountain in like Colorado.
Probably.
There's a lot of
fuck out of here.
Cool shit inside Iron Mountain. And it's like I remember watching this show that was like Ozzy and Jack Osbourne. It was like fucking World Detour or some shit. And then they went to Iron Mountain, and Ozzy is all like, I haven't seen any of these photos since back then.
When he ate the bat.
Well, no, they were just before like that. Original masters of songs and fucking like old as fuck wedding photos from back in the days. Like, I didn't know these existed still. I honestly forgot.
This does not have to do with Iron Mountain, but if you ever guys, have you guys ever heard of the movie called Iron Sky?
No.
Oh, it was a rip on like Nazis going to the moon or whatever.
Was this one like a B tier movie or something?
Yeah, but it was in theaters in the U.S. But when Iron Sky 2 came out, they strictly banned it from the U.S. But I can always find shit I want to watch, so I've seen it. But like,
technically, Nazis did go to the moon because they were the, you know, assimilated into the U.S. government.
After... No, I know, but in the movie, they did it in the 40s.
That's what I'm saying. Like, after World War II, they assimilated all the scientists to, you know, do the U.S.'s stuff.
Yeah.
So, technically, they weren't on the ship going to the moon or whatever, but they contributed towards getting us to the moon.
I know. The movie is just a rip on Nazis, and it's funny as fuck. But I don't know why the second one was banned. Because the second one was even funnier.
Yeah, it's a little weird, because typically the U.S. doesn't really ban movies.
Well, that one was banned. I still managed to get it, like, and watch it.
I mean, China bans movies if you fucking have Winnie the Pooh in them and shit.
What?
But
I don't know.
There was that... There's a couple of, like, award-winning films that are just, like, perma-banned, and I'm like, how is anyone supposed to see these films if they're banned for how fucked up they are?
Look at, like, everything Ralph Bakshi ever made. Like, is it Felix the Cat?
Yeah, Felix the Cat is a real
thing. And The Wizard and, like, a bunch of other stuff. Like, it was, like, the late 70s. And that shit was... Wow. Like, take Disney and fucking twist it to, like, 180 degrees and make it the most fucked up thing you can fucking imagine. And that's a Ralph Bakshi movie.
Yeah, I guess I have to watch that then, because I want to see if it's as twisted as my mind is.
It's pretty twisted. If I can find a clip on the internet later, I'll show you, but... Okay. Oh, he also did the original Hobbit animation.
Oh, I've seen that.
That was, like, PG compared to everything else he did. Yeah, I would
figure. What you're talking about is fucked up. Stop barking!
But it was a very good, like, political commentary on basically, you know, 70s New York, where it was, that was, like, a fucking cesspool.
70s New York was just an absolute kind of like fucking
the
fucking
The Warriors and several other things, like Taxi Driver and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Taxi Driver and The Warriors are both good movies. Uh, favorite, quote-unquote, semi-recent film that was set in that era. I liked American Gangster a lot.
That was pretty good.
I don't think I watched that.
Denzel Washington.
Yeah, I was going to say Denzel.
Yeah, no. I haven't seen it.
Speaking of him, Training Day, that was a fucking awesome movie.
That was a great movie.
I saw the first Equalizer, never saw the second one.
The second one was just as good.
I saw clips out of it, but never the whole movie.
Well, the first one was, like...
Helichopper.
Excellent, and then I only ever saw clips of the second one and never actually saw the whole thing.
The second one was just as good as the first one.
Right, here's another one. Have you ever seen Edge of Tomorrow?
Yes.
That was, like, I want to say one of Bill Paxton's last roles before he died.
Yeah. The helicopter's over there. It's behind the tree. I can just barely
see it. Yeah, it's going that way. Typically, the helicopters go this way, the planes go that way, and a lot of planes, like the jumbo liners, either go this way or that way. Lots of flight path.
They'd all be screwed if someone owned a SAM.
A
SAM platform.
I heard something on the radio this morning about Scarlett Johansson suing Disney.
You're a couple days late, but yeah.
I don't even know about this, so what?
It's over the fact that Disney released Black Widow on Disney Plus, and unlike HBO, which renegotiated pretty much all the contracts with their actors for their simultaneous, like, theater and streaming release, Disney didn't give a fuck. So a large majority of her payout was based on box office revenue. And
since it wasn't box office, she didn't get shit.
Yeah, well, since the movie's kind of out of time, like, it supposed to came out 2 years ago, and it doesn't really make sense where it is to be released now, but they had to release it anyway. It had a pretty decent opening weekend, and then it fucking plummeted like 50% or some shit. And it's been like plummeting hard. So, you know, she went to war, so to speak. But at the same time, Disney should have renegotiated. They're greedy fucks.
Well, the other fun thing is, it doesn't really matter if she leaves or not, because her character's dead.
Exactly. That she already has said, you know, a couple years ago that this is the last time she's going to play the character. Like, she's done.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's a very messy situation.
Yeah.
Shit kind of sucks for her, but...
So let me guess, Eric, you're going to pull out your cigarettes shortly after I light this one, right? Because it's what you do every single time.
Well, no. Where's...
Simultaneously, like, wah, I didn't get my 50-plus million that I'm missing. I only got 20 million.
Shut up.
Like, give me some of that shit.
Seriously, you're so concerned, why don't you give it to the people who need it?
That's the other thing about Hollywood. Let's go up, like, Ricky Gervais, or Gervais. And he's, like, fucking roasting all these people about how they have all these fucking moral high ground rants and stuff when they're taking their trophies or whatever at these award shows and shit. And it's like, shut the fuck up. Like, you don't give a fuck about this. You're just doing this for fucking publicity.
Yeah. You're getting people to think that you care. But, you don't. So, fuck you, bitch.
Hey, we just left you on the cliffhanger. How about that, ball buster? You want to find out the most, or the rest of it? Subscribe and, come back tomorrow for the continuation of the story. Have a great day and a sparkling evening.
Yay!